Showers are likely as the second disturbance of the week moves through. Mid-50s tomorrow. Nice day Thursday in between disturbances with a high at least in the low 60s. More showers Friday, but timing is everything. I think the weekend is dry. And not only that, I think the warming trend begins. For instance, I think by Sunday we're in the mid to upper 60s and we'll be teasing 70 degrees by the time Monday rolls on. But that's only part of the story. There's a big drop in temperatures later on next week, about a week away. But that's a story. If you want more on that, watch my weather video this morning. And you can see that on the weather app. If you don't have our weather app, go to Rich Thomas Weather and search that on the in the App Store.
Do you have driving gloves when it's cold?
No, but I have
you've got the heated steering. Yeah, I forgot you live up where the air is crisp above the rest of us.
No, but it's so cool. I never had a car that had... I've had the car with the heated seat
before. Oh, I've got that. Yeah, my butt is warm every morning.
Do you have the cool, too?
Can
you?
I'm not that advanced. Right. This thing's a 96, right? Yeah, so they had the heated. They didn't have the cooling. I've sat in those before. I'm like, that's very nice. That's very freeing.
So it's 38. What is the current temperature right now? Let me give you that right now. It's 46 on our way up to a high of 64. There you go.
Well, thank you, Rich.
Yes, absolutely.
News and views begins in mere moments.
Great.
Mere moments. Hey, Jack.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. So, did y'all have a good morning show?
It sounded like a clinic. You know, like, the doctor will see you now.
Yeah.
I'm the only healthy one, and we'll see if that continues.
That remains to be.
Right, exactly.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it's
a big waiting room up here, but the shows must continue. This is what we do for you folks out there listening.
We've got a broadcast.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. A very good-looking audience, though. I've done the work.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I surveyed them.
We're the best-looking audience.
Yeah, no, it's impressive. I guess nobody at Walmart actually listens to us.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. Making news across Alabama, at least 8 people are dead and several missing after a fire destroyed a boat dock in Jackson County. Several people were hospitalized and are in stable condition with injuries that are not considered life-threatening. It's still unclear what started that fire, though several agencies are involved in the investigation. From West Alabama, a Butler County man sentenced to 60 years in prison for the 2017 murder of a nightclub security guard. Sylvester Elliott was convicted for murdering Clifford Bonner last September. District Attorney Michael Jackson says Elliott shot and killed Bonner, who worked security at the nightclub, after Bonner tried to stop him from getting into the club. The Alabama legislative session kicks off in a week with some big items we can expect to see this year. There's already talks of introducing a new lottery bill after 2 stalled in the state house last year, plus another attempt to get rid of the state's grocery tax and, topping the list, prison reform. I'm Jalea Brooks. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Elon Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month with no data caps and our 2-year price lock guarantee. These are savings you can count on. Learn more at wowway.com.
Wow.
Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
36 days. That's how long it takes the average company to find their next hire. Glassdoor can help you quickly find the right job candidate in half the resumes. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. And Glassdoor hires are committed. They're 30% more likely to stay with your business longer. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
The new year is here, and I found the perfect way to shake up our shopping routine. Walmart pickup is so easy, and it's...
Attention, Earthlings. We picked up your radio transmission. Across the universe, we've searched for signs of intelligent life, and we found it. It's Walmart pickup. Order online from anywhere in the galaxy and pick up curbside for free with same prices as in-store? Wow, that's easy. We come in peace, and with a long shopping list and transmission.
Only at Walmart. $30 minimum. Restrictions apply.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Oh, welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark.
I'm Jack Campbell. How you doing?
All right, Jack Campbell. 272-9228 if y'all want to get in. This hour of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Be sure to give them a call, folks, if you want to preserve those old analog memories, those old deteriorating videotapes. 40% off for News and Views listeners on all videotape to DVD transfers when you call 279-6036, 279-6036. Tell Dan Black and the team you're a News and Views listener and get that 40% off. Welcome into the program, folks. I'm just looking up at the TV screen. You know last night what I did, Jack?
I'm not sure what you did last night.
Why don't you guess? Wait. Don't guess. And by the way, you know, I got spoiled when I was living up in Auburn, going to college up there, because you'd walk into Walmart, and everybody would be young and beautiful. And then I went to, this had to be months ago, the Walmart on Ann Street. I'm like, what happened? What happened?
Well, they've gone from young and beautiful to armed and dangerous.
Indeed. But yes, last night, so you don't have to guess, I got all sorts of things ready, basic errands done, you know, laundry, got dinner together, ate some chicken, and sat
up. What kind?
Some wings with a little bit of hot sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. It was real good. Anyway, people don't care about my favorite food group, wings. And I nestled up under my weighted blanket because I'm like that. And not running the heater or anything right now. Saving money. And plus, it drives me out. Anyway, I'm all set. And there is Alan Dershowitz. I see his whole presentation. I thought it was incredibly persuasive. Number one, because Dershowitz is no Republican. Dershowitz supported Hillary Clinton. He said as much on the floor of the Senate last night. And, you know, the one thing I loved, by the way, is because part of me hates myself, as I sign up for these New York Times updates. And part of their updates are the impeachment update every night. They send an update on what happened with impeachment today. They've been doing it for four, five, however many months they've been doing this. And, the way they described Alan Dershowitz, did they describe him as a former Harvard law professor emeritus blah, blah, blah? No. They described Alan Dershowitz as celebrity lawyer, which I suppose he is. But that seems to, like, you know, that puts, like, Dershowitz in the same category as Avenatti. Or I guess you could call him porn lawyer.
But he was once their champion, and now he's their goat.
Right. But I thought Dershowitz did a fantastic job, folks. His role was not to argue over the basic facts. His role was not to take the basic facts, once argued, and then say, does this amount to abuse of power or obstruction of Congress? That wasn't his role either. His role was to say, do those allegations, accusations in the articles of impeachment, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, do they amount to an impeachable offense in the first place? So the facts are disputed in many different ways, but I'm not up here to do that. I'm up here to say, is this even constitutional?
Can you play any of it, or is it just too
long?
It's
very long.
Okay.
Yeah, no. It was like an hour and a half, two
oh,
hours.
Oh, my God, no.
Yeah. I love that stuff. I like, you know, getting my notebook out and making notes. But the long and short of it is that the articles of impeachment need to be something that is a crime. Something like high treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. And he pointed out, by the way, a misdemeanor, as in common language, we think of misdemeanor as a minor thing, like a traffic ticket or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have a small amount of pot on you. Wait, is that a misdemeanor?
I don't know anymore.
We should check the law. 272-9228.
No, in Alabama, I think it's capital crime.
Yeah, well, he goes back all the way, and Dershowitz did his homework, saying that misdemeanor and crime was really synonymous terms back when the Constitution was drafted. In fact, back then, there were such things as high capital misdemeanors.
Really?
And the example he gave is, say, you're just hungry, Jack. You're really hungry, and you have a hankering for some pork, some ribs, let's say, and you steal your neighbor's hog, and you slaughter his hog, and you eat it, and it wasn't your hog to slaughter and eat. That you back then could have been, like, capital punishment could have been administered for stealing somebody's livestock. That was considered a high
misdemeanor.
That's
a big deal.
So, you know, that wasn't important. It was just one of the more colorful parts of his presentation. But he essentially laid out a damn good argument that what they have proposed, and for instance, obstruction of Congress is absurd. Absolutely absurd. To say that the president can be impeached because he wanted to go to court over subpoenas that were issued when the full House hadn't even voted on an impeachment inquiry is not an impeachable offense. It's nowhere close. That was the easy one to argue against. The more interesting one is abuse of power. And Dershowitz beautifully laid out how you could accuse, and he laid out, in fact, historical examples of every president being accused of abuse of power by their political opponents. And there were times where Dershowitz turned, even away from the microphone. And because he was getting so animated, he turned and looked right at Schiff. He said, I'm in all due respect, House managers, what you have done is use a political weapon in an impeachment process. And this process is more important. Abuse of power. If you don't like the president, you think he's abused his power, win an election. Accuse him of it till the cows come home. But don't steal that cow. You might be put to death. And this is what is so apparent now, based on Dershowitz's argument, is that what the Democrats have done is hijacked the impeachment process, not really news to anybody here, if you've been paying attention, for their own political gain. And really, you went so far as to impeach a president to defend the Bidens?
The guy can barely. That?
No, Dershowitz didn't say that. I'm saying that.
Yeah.
I thought Dershowitz did a fantastic job. But, of course, the New York Times and folks are saying he's just a celebrity lawyer.
God, that is just unbelievable.
And they're writing up all these, like, you know, 800-word, 1,000-word pieces on how he's contradicting himself from the 90s, 20-something years ago. Dershowitz laid out in pretty good detail why he changed his mind. And laid out, actually, a lot of people in this room have changed their minds. And I actually wrote up this argument and understanding of impeachment before I was ever tapped to be on the floor of the Senate defending this president. President that I suspect he doesn't like that much, actually. Because he's a Democrat. But he loves the Constitution. And that's what he started with and what he ended with. And this is the general problem in the country. A lot of people could really give a damn about this impeachment process. Of all people, David Axelrod, you remember him from Obama years.
Oh, yeah.
He did some focus group recently where it wasn't leading anybody by the nose. It was, hey, all you folks who are going to be voters in Iowa, we're going to let you talk for 80, 90, 2 hours about what the issues facing the country matter to you. And he said 80 minutes in. It took 80 minutes before somebody brought up impeachment. And the only thing they really brought up about impeachment is, yeah, we think what the president did was wrong, but we know what the outcome's going to be, and we don't care about it anymore. That's Democrats talking on the ground in Iowa. So people have become so cynical to this game, even when you like your side. Even when you like it. Excuse me, I'm dealing with the crud, too. It's like a petri dish of disease up here. But even when you like what your side is doing, our political games have become so cynical that something that is as important as impeachment has been perverted. And now we're trying to question the very basis of our election. And that's the thought I had last night, Jack. You've run a lot of campaigns.
I have.
And when somebody says, Jack Campbell stole the election...
Well, I did work in one where they tried.
But what would you consider that to be, stealing an election?
Falsifying absentee ballots, voting dead people, which has been done in Alabama. Those are stealing elections.
So people that really did work where people would die, but they'd remain on the voter rolls, and they have folks go
and
in.
And at night, when the polls closed, they would look at people in that polling place that had not voted, and they would vote them.
And didn't LBJ, like, steal a ballot box
in South Texas? Yeah. They called him Landslide Lyndon because there were a couple elections that he stole.
See, all these things, and there are, I'm sure, other ways, I would consider that stealing an election.
Yeah.
Digging up dirt on your political opponent and maybe even doing it in an unseemly way is not stealing an election.
Well, it's attempting to steal one.
Yeah, but how is that?
I'm talking about the Democrats digging up this stuff. They're trying to invalidate an election.
Well, you would literally be removing a candidate off the ballot if they impeach this president. So that could be, I think, rise to the level of stealing. But digging up opposition research, or in fact, say everything the Russians did to Hillary Clinton, it's all true. All those emails from the DNC are all true. I don't think that amounts to stealing an election. It could amount to influencing
You better have better ballot security. You better have better security within your own data system.
Yeah.
And it's not like America has never interfered in a foreign election.
Sure.
I mean...
Interference, it's fine. What the Russians did is interference, but they didn't steal an election.
No, they didn't steal an election, for God's sake.
And bringing up dirt on your opponents is not stealing an election. It's giving the voter something to consider.
It's doing good opposition research.
Yes! Which the candidates should do to themselves.
Right, right.
So, which we've recently brought up with this congressional race. And I would tell all the folks running for Senate, that's why some of these folks that are first new to politics, you better do your own homework on yourself.
Yeah, and in fact, when I'm interviewing a candidate, and I'll say, you need to tell me what issues out there are looming that your opponent could bring up and it could hurt you, like adultery, or not that I would use that in a campaign, because I think that kind of stuff is off limits.
Yeah, that's a little much.
But... your opponent might use it, and you need to be aware of that and be prepared
for
it.
Any substance abuse habits?
Right.
Any run-ins with the law?
Have you been off to Trembling Hills for drug addiction?
Right. Have you maybe done anything that could even be construed as going against the moral standards of the culture that you're running, like, say, in Alabama? And that's why in Alabama, my humble layman's opinion here, I'm still a bit of a neophyte in actually doing campaign strategy, is you need to have all your ducks in a row.
Absolutely.
And why in Alabama, usually the folks that win elections are the people that have run several times. So either there was a scandal and they put it behind them and they got through it, or they've been vetted. The people know them. And these newcomers, you can always reveal something new about them. But none of this. This is just politics. It's a dirty game. It's a blood sport. Sometimes it can be downright frustrating. And there's a reason that for thousands of years, you didn't have democracies. You had people literally killing each other over power because it inflames those sorts of passions. But none of that rises to stealing an election. So watch your words, Adam Schiff and Democrats. Bringing up dirt on Democrats is not stealing an election, and digging up dirt on Republicans is not stealing an election. Again, that's just politics. And voters, in particular, recent voters just talked to in Iowa, even with all the Biden stuff out there and this whole impeachment out there hanging over the president's head, most voters don't give a damn. Because voters can decide who to vote for any reason. Sophisticated, well-studied reasons, or dumb reasons like I like the person's hair. It really, at the end of the day, is up to the individual people doing the voting. And as long as you don't mess with the ballot of those people voting at the end of the day, whether you're having dead people vote or LBJ stealing boxes and sweeping elections, then the election is not stolen. So let's calm down and stop it. And, you know, the dirty little secret, seems to me, Jack, is that a lot of these folks don't actually believe in democracy. They really do think, you know, I made a joke earlier, but they really do see the masses as smelly Walmart people. And there are people that smell Walmart, but there are people that smell. I smelled this morning. People smell, you know, that's why you take showers and stuff. But they really do look down on the unwashed masses. And that's the old critique, actually, of the left thrown at by another leftist, George Orwell. He said some people on the left tend to think the middle class or the working class smell, and they want to save them. And there is that tone out there. It's on any side of the aisle. But this idea of these people, yes, the voters are the ones that get to decide the future of the country, but we really need to massage them into their opinion. They're just stupid little people that we get to control for our own power. It's really disgusting, and it's really been brought to bear. If you paid attention to this impeachment at all, it shows how little faith our politicians, the ones that the people send up there, actually have. The politicians have little faith in the people. And it should wake everybody up to how dirty the game is up in D.C. Drain the damn swamp already. Don't talk about it. Do it. Bring the troops home. Well, get the budget in order.
The first way to drain the swamp in Washington is to diminish the number of people who work in the intelligence agencies, combine them into one or two entities, and get rid of these damn career bureaucrats who all they care about is job stability.
Yes.
And until we straighten out the intelligence community, we're in a world of hurt.
Clean up the NSC.
And we have got to take the House back over, or this is going to continue to happen.
Absolutely. Do you think there's any chance of that? It's what we need to do.
Well, when you have, and there's always strife within the Republican Party, you've already got Mitt Romney and Susan Collins saying, well, maybe we do need to hear from John Bolton. He should, I mean, they act like his book is the Bible. We don't know if he's lying in that book or not.
They haven't even seen it.
It's merely his opinion.
Well, and they haven't even seen it.
And he says, well, the president told me he was holding up aid until they came around to investigate the Bidens. And Trump said, I never said that to John Bolton.
Well, no, and then they're also running with another thing from the manuscript they haven't seen, that people who have seen it on the NSC have told to the New York Times, supposedly, that Trump is... William Barr said to John Bolton, I was concerned that Trump was doing favors for authoritarian leaders around the world, like in China or Turkey, Erdogan.
You mean Bolton claims that Barr said that?
To Bolton, yes.
I don't think he did.
And yes, Barr's already denying it. The Defense Department's denying all sorts of stuff Bolton is supposedly said in the manuscript.
Well, he's pissed off. He's bitter because Trump fired him because he's such a warmonger.
Right. Well, and I also don't trust the New York Times reporting on
this. No, they'll lie, cheat, and steal to get their story out.
Because John Bolton might be bitter. I've never been a big fan of the mustachioed man.
No, no.
Or the mustache, as Trump
would
call
him. The walrus, as somebody called him yesterday.
Well, you do know Trump, in meetings, would call him the mustache. That was Trump's nickname for Bolton.
Oh, hey, John, mustache, you want to nuke somebody today?
You know, George W. Bush had a nickname for everybody.
Yeah. That's how he remembered people.
Yeah, he called Karl Rove the fart blossom. And he called, there's an open microphone somewhere, and it was during the campaign.
Yeah.
And he's talking to Cheney, and he says, "See that guy over there?" And Cheney goes, "Yeah." He says, "That's Adam Clymer. He writes for the New York Times. He's a major league a-hole." So Cheney goes, "Yeah, big time." Well, it got played on the news. And then from then on, Bush called Cheney big time. That was his nickname.
Big time. Well, and one of my favorite things, though, out of this New York Times story about Bolton claims Barr told Bolton that Trump's giving authoritarian leaders favors. Well, one of my favorite little anecdotes, because the Times tried to fill it out. This is what Trump said about Putin. This is what Trump said about Kim Jong-un. But, you know, Egypt's now run by a military authoritarian dictatorship, essentially. The Muslim Brotherhood took over during the Arab Spring, and then the military took back over just to secure it. And the leader there is Assisi, I believe. El-Assisi. Something like that. Al-Sisi. And Trump, apparently, upon doing at some summit, he like was looking around and goes, "Where's my favorite dictator? Where's my favorite dictator? Come here, Sisi. Come here. Give me a hug." And it's just some of this. It's always like, how do you characterize it? Because Trump is very sarcastic. This is why most presidents, in Trump's words, act like stiffs and are very careful with their language, because your language can be interpreted every which way.
Right.
Especially if somebody writes down something you said, it could be written in the context and make you look terrible when you're really just making a joke. So I think that betrays Trump sometimes, but it's also why so many people love him. I'm the opposite of a lot of folks, Jack. A lot of folks say, "I like the president's policies, but I can't stand the tweets and his rude antics."
Oh, I know. I've heard so many people say that, and I'm kind of mixed emotions about it.
See, I'm more, I love the tweets, I love his personality, and I quibble with him on some policy.
Well, like, you know, that's it. Is Susan Collins being challenged from the right?
Because
she's got a primary opponent, and I don't know if they're right of her or left of her.
It's probably both ways. She's being challenged on the right in the Republican primary, and I imagine also it really is a purple state.
So yeah, I know.
She really does have to thread a needle. I don't think the Democrats, even Mitt Romney, I think Mitt Romney's just wanting media attention.
I hope so, because it only takes 51 votes,
right,
to say that you can bring this witness in.
If that CLB votes for that.
Well, you got Manchin. You don't know what he's going to do, but I just can't see him coming against the president.
Well, and I would love to ask Senator Doug Jones, did you think of Alan Dershowitz's arguments?
Well, yeah, because Doug is a smart lawyer.
Right. No, I'm legitimately, did you actually listen to his constitutional argument? And do you agree or disagree with it? Why? Because Dershowitz is a Democrat. Dershowitz said, as he called it, his shoe on the other foot rule. If it was a president of a different party, my arguments, Dershowitz claimed, would hold up. I would argue this with a Republican or Democratic president. You as a senator, how would you behave if the shoe was on the other foot? And, of course, everybody who has their head screwed on right understands, cynically so, that this is just a partisan process, not where we should be as a nation. Get over with it already. Let's move on to actual politicking instead of using what is an awesome power of the Congress to do your politicking for you. Because I'm sorry, Democrats, Adam Schiff is not a good face for you guys, even though he does.
Oh, he's horrible.
You know, make you feel all warm and fuzzy. We got to hit a break here, Jack. Bradley Byrne, folks, will be joining us at 10:30.
Bradley is currently the congressional representative in CD1,
yes,
the Mobile Fairhope area, southwest Alabama. He'll be on at 10:30. He's running for the U.S. Senate. And we're happy that he's going to be joining us.
Yeah, I'd like to take his temperature on the impeachment, but really what the people out there are saying to him as he's campaigning, what they actually care about. And I suspect impeachment is very low on their list. 272-9228, 272-9228. Again, folks, this hour of the program brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Call them today, 279-6036, 279-6036, and get 40% off all videotape to DVD transfers. But you got to be sure to tell them you're a News and Views listener to get that 40% off.
We've got some Alabama news coming up.
Wonderful. 272-9228 if you want to get it.
First, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Hey, Jack.
How you doing?
Oh, no, right now, guess what I'm thinking?
Jenkins.
Yes. It was one of two options, and I am thinking Jenkins. The other thing we'll not talk about.
Reminds me of a joke.
Yes. Yes, folks, I'm thinking Jenkins. Of course, we're talking about Jenkins Tire and Automotive, located here in Montgomery, Alabama, downtown at 38 East Jefferson Street. It's about two, three blocks from the Alley Station, little water tower that I doubt is functional down there, but it is ornamental and it's beautiful. It gives some nice charm to the downtown. But anyway, Jenkins Tire and Automotive, two, three blocks down East Jefferson Street from there. And they're a full, comprehensive tire store and automotive service center. If you work downtown, it's a great convenient place for you to drop off your car, truck, or SUV for some service while you work. But even if you don't work downtown, maybe you work out east, Jenkins Tire and Automotive has a courtesy vehicle to take you to and from work while your vehicle is being serviced. I personally love the monthly checklist program. You take your vehicle in once a month, get it serviced. They'll, you know, make sure it's running efficiently, smoothly, and also teach you a little owner maintenance so you have more confidence when you lift up the hood yourself. Gives you that extra peace of mind as you're driving around town and maybe doing that impromptu trip two, 3 hours down the road, maybe even 5 hours. Maybe you're going to, like, Charlotte, North Carolina. That's more like a six-hour journey, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Jenkins Tire and Automotive really does have you covered, folks. When it comes to tires, they have all the brand names, like Toyo, Bridgestone, Firestone, Goodyear, Michelin, Kelly, Dunlop. They have it all. So if you are in need of tire service, automotive service, you should be thinking Jenkins just like I am. 265-0792. Call them today and make an appointment. That's the most convenient way to stop by Jenkins Tire and Automotive. 265-0792. You can also make an appointment online at JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. Thank you again to Jenkins Tire and Automotive for being great sponsors here of News and Views. So, Jack, you teased a little Alabama news.
Well, it could become Alabama news. There's a woman from Louisiana who has family in Alabama, and she left Louisiana with three children, and she's mentally unstable, they say. Her name is Amanda Morgan, and she's from Cheatham, Louisiana. She's driving a blue 2015 F-150 Ford pickup truck, and she is headed to Alabama, so not that this will do any good, but you never know who sees what. Be on the lookout for, it didn't say in the article where her family in Alabama was, but anyway, they believe she may be fleeing to the Yellowhammer State, so be on the lookout for 2015 blue Ford F-150 pickup with a woman and children in the truck.
What did she do?
She left Louisiana. I don't know what day it was, but she has family in Alabama. She's got her children. They say she's mentally unstable.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know the nature of if there was an offense or anything like that.
Well, it must be serious, though. She must have been, like, legally committed or something like that, I imagine.
Yeah, anyway, so you just never know. General public is very vigilant, and somebody might see her and call police if you do see this person or this truck. Call 911 and report it.
Now, if we're going to stick with Montgomery news, did you see the Eastdale Mall was sold?
Yeah.
$24 million.
Oh, I didn't know what the asking price was or the selling price.
Right, and it's a group. Let me look them up here.
Yeah, they own malls all across
Namdar
America.
Namdar Realty Group?
Mamdar?
Yeah. They have poured over $1 billion into malls across the nation over the past 5 years. And they're trying to bring a local restaurant there. Apparently the new, like, ice rink bumper cars are a lot of fun, and there's, like, lines, apparently. I don't know. In the day and age of online retail, do you ever stop by the mall?
No.
Whether it's Eastdale or East Chase?
I used to go years ago to Montgomery Mall because...
I remember that as a kid.
Yeah. It had a JCPenney on one end, and I think Gafers on the other. I'm not sure. But then it, you know... they didn't have an ice rink, but they had a lot of cool stores. They had shoe stores and clothing stores and, it had a little bit of everything in it.
Right.
And when I was in high school, that was the place to go.
I mean, it can be, I think, fun to walk around the mall and try to find something. But the problem is that I oftentimes don't find what I want.
Well, you know, Americans have become destination shoppers, I think.
Yeah.
And they go to a store that they know what they want for a specific item, and they get it. Malls were designed for people who kind of were casual shoppers that wanted to go spend a whole day looking at different stores. And, you know, it was a place to go for a lot of housewives back in the 70s.
I don't know why it should take all day, though, because I can go through the whole of Eastdale Mall pretty quick.
Do you know women?
Not many, actually.
Well, I know plenty.
I know a few.
And they love, you know, I was never that kind of shopper. I went for an item and I got it and I left. But there are people, men too, that just love to go and browse, and they may or may not buy something. It's just kind of fun for them. But now with all this online shopping, you know, a lot of You see a lot of stores closing. They're closing several Gap stores.
Yes.
I don't know how we're affected in Alabama, but...
I guess there's one out at East Chase.
Yeah.
Right now still, but it's been forever since I've gone in there. I do miss bookstores.
Me too.
Like a really good... We still, I think, have a Books A Million around here, but it's... I miss, like, a really good...
You know, the Books A Million family is from Alabama.
I did not know that.
They're from, I think, Huntsville. In fact, there's a girl that grew up in Montgomery from a prominent family who married one of the married into the Books A Million family.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to say her name, but even there,
you know what happens is a new book comes out, and unless it's one of these big, you know, a publishing house is really pushing it, like the new John Bolton book, like I can't find often what I want. So again, that's one I'll order. I've also really gotten on the audiobook kick. Because we do radio so often, and I'm so used to radio and podcast, I now like listening to books as I go about my day. But the online is really taking over a lot of the local retail, and I know that hurts a lot of mom-and-pops out there. There's some mom-and-pops that will always survive. I think there's always a need for the restaurant business. There's a big need for the basic service industries, a lot of them who are sponsors here on this program and on all of Blue Water here. But I don't know. I find that I'm a believer in creative destruction of markets. As much as Amazon has crowded out other smaller businesses that are local, it's also allowed a lot of people to build a platform and sell all over the country and the world.
Yeah.
Like all sorts of small businesses started selling abroad.
Now, I can spend a long time in a bookstore. I do like that. I used to just read all the time. I don't read as much anymore, but I really need to get back to it because I really miss it. I've just been informed by text that the Gap in Eastdale just closed.
In Eastdale?
East Chase
just closed. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, as much as the economy's going great and there is a lot of competition, I think that's why some of these businesses that may be overextended and just can't quite compete with online or going out. But we'll see. It's good news that the Montgomery Mall got that, not at Montgomery, the Eastdale Mall got in that infusion of new cash, and they're looking to, you know, bring a toy store, expand the ice rink, get a new local restaurant in there. But, you know, one of the things, and we had callers like this yesterday, I believe it was Jim, you know, a lot of folks get hesitant about going to these big areas because of things like, you know, somebody pop off a round or two, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
People get nervous about, it's what, correct me if I'm wrong, which is what I think led to the downfall of Montgomery Mall.
Gary G. has just texted me about the only place we knew growing up was Normandale. And it was built, I think, in 1955 by Mr. Aaron Aronoff and it was and his brothers. It was quite the place to go. I could almost name every store in there. From Toyland to Record Shop to Mark Hall, which was a card shop. You had Loveman's. You had Parker Sledge Hardware. You had Winn-Dixie, which was Quick Check at the time. You had Woolworth. You had Grant's. You had A&P. It had everything. And it was, you know, as a kid, I would walk from Floyd School there every afternoon, go to Joyce Fountain and have a Coke.
That wouldn't be allowed today.
What?
Like you, a little kid, walking alone?
No, I had a friend, Steve Jones, and he lived on Princeton, and I lived...
Wait, but how old was your friend? Was he a kid, too?
We were in the ninth grade. Yeah, we were like 13.
These 13-year-olds walking around alone, going to stores, that's not allowed.
Oh, they all knew us. They all knew.
But that times really have changed.
Dad and Lad.
Yeah.
Name Dropper, which at one time was... It had another name. They had a name contest, and they called the name contest the Name Dropper, and whoever came up with the best new name got a big gift certificate or something.
Yeah.
And so somebody suggested the Name Dropper contest. Call the store the Name Dropper, and that's what it became.
I like it.
Anyway, it was cool. Teams and Twains.
Now, before we end this trip down memory lane, and we'd love y'all to join in, 217-928.
Well, I don't want to bore everybody because people accuse me of, you know, living in the past.
No, but this is fun to me. One thing I never got to experience, never have, is a drive-in movie theater. Did we used to have one of those?
Yeah. In fact, our friend that we've asked the audience to pray for, Pickett Reese, his grandfather, had South Plaza Drive-In and the Jet Drive-In back before the Jet became racy. But
what do you mean by racy?
They used to show X-rated movies. Not what we call X today, but you see still, bosoms and that kind of thing.
Really?
Yeah. But
I think the drive-in movie need to come back. I would love that. Let's invest in that, Jack. We'll get our money together, and we'll...
Rodney Dangerfield, I tell you, when I was young, I couldn't get a date. I used to go to the drive-in movie and get in the back seat and do push-ups so people would think I was having fun.
272-9228. 272-9228. We have to hit a quick break here. More news and views.
Why is Donna Brazile a paid Fox contributor after she leaked debate questions to Hillary Clinton?
I don't know. It really does baffle me. I guess they like having diversity in terms of points of view.
I missed one. Bronson's. I think Charles Kahn owned that store. They were just great people.
Yeah, share your memories of old Montgomery retail and shopping. Eastdale Mall has its infusion of cash, but the world has changed. I'd like to remember it a little bit. 272-9228. More news and views when we come back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The folks at the Health and Wealth Show would like to know if you've ever wanted to own your own business. If the answer is yes, then get ready to take advantage of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The Health and Wealth Show is giving you the business. Recently, a well-known local pizza parlor closed its doors, and now it's your chance to step in and take up where they left off. If this sounds like a good deal to you, well, you need to listen to the Health and Wealth Show. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7 on News Talk 93.1. We'll tell you all about it. And for even more information, call David Ernest at 334-279-7431. I dare say nothing like this has ever happened in the history of Montgomery Radio. Don't quote me on that. I just can't think of anything. For all the details, listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV. When the moon hits you, I like a big pizza pie. That's some more.
As a longtime caterer in the area, I've learned a few tricks. One of my trade secrets is shopping at U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner. No membership fees, and it's open to the public. You might be surprised to learn they carry a variety of commercial cooking supplies, paper goods, and specialty items. U.S. Foods Market Store is a go-to if you have a professional kitchen or are planning a party or event.
Located at 5455 Atlanta Highway, U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy, Bama Miles, up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This day will get better as we get later and later into the day with gradual sunshine filtering in eventually and high temperatures recovering to the low to mid-60s this afternoon. Not quite as chilly tonight. Overnight low 43. Tomorrow, showers are likely from time to time. We'll be in the upper 50s tomorrow and upper 50s again on Thursday. Thursday is a dry day, but more scattered showers on Friday. And there could be a leftover shower somewhere in the area on Saturday. But the best day looks like Sunday. High in the mid-60s and lots of sun. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
goodbye overpriced coffee shop card. Toodaloo clothing store card I got for that one-time discount on the perfect little black dress. Adios high-interest card I should not have opened. Farewell hardware store card. See you later.
Say goodbye to high-interest credit cards, multiple bill payments, and a wallet full of debt. And say hello to one simple payment with 0% balance transfer to a Guardian Credit Union Visa card. Think local. Think Guardian. Call us or apply online today at myguardiancu.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
So welcome back to News and Views. Jack, if you could have dinner with any three people throughout history, who would it be?
Well, there was a coach who was interviewing for a job, and I think he got the job, and then he got fired or something. But because he said one of the three people he wanted to have dinner with was Adolf Hitler, and he said, now granted, he was a bad person, and this may not be a politically correct thing to say, but he did have this unique ability to lead people, be it bad or good. Anyway, the guy got canned. And,
but that's kind of, it's like, well, no, this guy's a womanizer. He's a bad person. No, genocidal maniac. Bad person. No, I'd defend that gentleman. I think if you could learn about historical figures, even evil ones, up close
well,
and personal.
Well, yeah, I know.
Be good to know. But 272-9228.
Yeah, we're sorry we're going down memory lane today, talking about what stores were in Normandale, and I forgot about, like, Avery's or Mr. A's, Flax. They're all kind of stores.
Well, Lawrence has a question here. Hey, Lawrence, welcome to the show.
Lawrence, how you doing?
Yeah, y'all were talking the other day about the jet drive-in.
Yes, sir.
I used to go there when I was younger. Is there any place in Montgomery that retails it?
I don't think so.
But I'm looking at actually a bottle of it right here. I'm holding it. It's go to Facebook Jet Sauce. Just search Jet Sauce, all one word, with a capital S.
Okie dokie.
And you should be able to find it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's really good stuff. And the man's grandson is one who makes the sauce for friends and family and stuff like that. I don't know if he'll sell it to you or whatever, but you can always try.
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks, Lawrence. Let's go to Tootie. I haven't seen this name on the board
before. Well, I know exactly who Tootie is. Tootie, how you doing?
Good. You know, you were talking about Hitler. I watched the Marge Schott interview. Her husband, Jacob Schott, used to have an Oldsmobile dealership about a quarter of a mile from where I grew up in Cincinnati. And the same guy that got Michael Jackson, you know, there's a new way to describe censorship. It's distortion and disinformation. Mm-hmm. And that's the way we need to look at censorship from here on in. But, you know, I'm enjoying deja vu. You just said it, going back. You know, I used to have a business in East Elm Mall back in 85. I signed a lease, and I operated a franchise in there.
Hmm. Which one?
Pearl Vision Center.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, wasn't that out of Texas?
Yeah, you know, actually... Dr. Pearl, Stanley Pearl, was originally from Savannah, Georgia. But, and, you know, it ended up Grand Metropolitan about the time the big tobacco scandal and all of that. Grand Met bought R.J. Reynolds, and they also bought G.D. Searle. They wanted NutraSweet at the time, who owned Pearl Vision Center.
I had a friend who lived in Carrollton, Texas, near Plano. His name was Tommy Clark. He was a friend. He would go around selling franchises to Pearl Vision. Did you ever interact with Tommy Clark?
I know who he is. The guy that helped me was Roger Robertson out of Atlanta. I was living in Atlanta.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I know most of those guys. I've been in the optical business 53 years.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm sitting here and enjoying your show. I listen when I'm in the truck. You know, today is my 52nd anniversary of leaving Quantry Province, the DMZ, and South Vietnam. Right about now, I would be landing at McCord Air Base.
Wow.
I've never been debriefed. And I've spoken on that one for a while.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you relive problems from that experience?
Well, I'm still experiencing them. I see something wrong behind every bush. And the biggest thing that I've seen here recently, I ran for mayor. They didn't count my votes. They didn't count my votes. But I tried to make an issue of the unregulated gambling. Alabama has the only gambling probably on the planet that has no rules and regulations. And, the Alabama Supreme Court ruled that McGregor's machines were illegal because Myron Penn left out the word electronic. And they were supposed to close McGregor down again. They eventually killed him. But to do that, they would have to close the Indians down. Now I'm sitting here every day and I watch the news where they're offering us $1 billion.
Right. But that's fuzzy math,
I know, but what will we do next year? By the time the people that accept that spread the spoils around, there won't be anything left for the services that they're talking about because these politicians will absorb it all. I actually heard Del Marsh say that he didn't think that the citizens of Alabama would accept a monopoly. a monopoly is the company I used to work for, one of the companies that the United States government actually broke up. There's been about three monopolies. The one everybody knows about, AT&T, and then I was reminded the other one was Standard Oil. Well, in 1964, the federal government broke up American Optical, and I worked for them for 4 years. Prior to moving back to Montgomery, I was an employee there, and I went to the top of the corporate world with it, and that's when I bought that Pearl Vision Center. And the only reason I did it was because I wanted to move back here. I'm from here, and it's as close as I could get to where I eventually live now. But we are so corrupt here, man. This stuff is out of control. I just left the advertiser, and we were talking in the lobby, hoping that maybe they filmed that. And we brought that up. They never even mentioned any of this stuff. The people that live here are forced to live in denial. Everybody, politicians, judges, everybody.
Especially politicians.
If we take that $1 billion, that's just unreal. The whole country's laughing at us.
Well, it's not like they're writing us a check for $1 billion.
Either, yeah.
I know. It's a sham, is what it is.
Well, should we even be entertaining something like that? Well, everybody talks about this. There was a lady, I don't know if Dan's show is repeated. She was on another program this morning talking about Alabama values and Christian values. How warped can we be? Is that part of our Alabama values?
Well,
be honest with me. Let's think about that. Let's reduce it to the ridiculous. I used to do a talk show, and that was the name of it.
Well,
I wish I could get back on the radio, and I would bring this up. I'm not afraid. I've been told that I might get killed for even talking this way by people that told me that they didn't count my votes.
Yeah.
Tootie,
since you used to do our talk show, what a heartbreak is. We got to run, man.
Good luck, gentlemen.
Call back. We'll talk about this issue more. Thank you.